This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The hardliner who runs Iran's judiciary is now going to be its next president. We get more from AP's John Gambrell.
Ibrahim Raisi won 17.8 million votes out of the 28.6 million cast in Friday's election. That dominates the other three candidates. Two of them were hardliners, and the other one was the former central bank chief of Iran's relatively moderate president, Hassan Rouhani. Now, Raisi's win signifies a major victory for hardliners who've taken control of both the Iranian parliament as well as now the presidency. John Gambrell in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates.
Myanmar has rejected a UN General Assembly resolution calling for an arms embargo against the Southeast Asian nation and condemning the military's February seizure of power. The foreign ministry statement released Saturday said the resolution was based on one-sided sweeping allegations and false assumptions. The UN General Assembly passed the non-binding resolution Friday. It called on all countries to prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar. It also called on the military to restore the country's democratic transition and condemned its excessive and lethal violence since the takeover. Myanmar's military ousted its civilian government February 1st in a dispute over last November's elections. Since then, hundreds of people have died in confrontations between the junta and demonstrators seeking restoration of the civilian rule. Authorities in Alabama say a suspected tornado spurred by Tropical Storm Claudette demolished or badly damaged at least 50 homes in a small town just north of the Florida border. Forecasters expect Claudette to bring heavy rains to a wide area as it makes its way toward the U.S. East Coast. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Guinea's health ministry and the World Health Organization Saturday declared the end of an Ebola outbreak, which started in February, infecting 16 people and killing 12. Health authorities were able to move swiftly to tackle the resurgence of the virus after what they say were lessons learned from the previous outbreaks in Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said through rapid coordinated response efforts, Guinea managed to control the outbreak and prevent its spread beyond its borders. The Ebola outbreak from 2014 to 2016 killed more than 11,000 people, mostly in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Two executives of the Hong Kong pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily, charged under a national security law, were denied bail on Saturday in a case that has drawn international condemnation and stoked fears over media freedoms in the financial hub. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Editor-in-chief Ryan Law and CEO Chung Kim Hong were among five Apple Daily executives arrested on Thursday when 500 police raided the outlet's newsroom. They are charged with collusion with a foreign power to endanger national security and were denied bail. The other three were released on bail late Friday night. Police said dozens of the newspaper's articles were suspected of violating the contentious national security law. The case has drawn international criticism and raised alarm over press freedom.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Juneteenth celebrations are being held around the United States, but this year it's not just to commemorate the end of slavery, but also to revel in a new federal holiday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
With Juneteenth falling on a Saturday this year, events started Friday, with some getting the day off. But high school history teacher Corey Winchester hopes it's more than just that.
We're not actually talking about Black life in relation to this. To me, it's more so just going to be another day off.
It was June 19, 1865, when Union troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, with news the Civil War was over. All remaining slaves in Texas were free. And Juneteenth was born.
Maybe the conversation around Juneteenth is really going to get folks to, you know, have some honest and truthful conversations about U.S. history. But the way that things are going, the way that we're even politicizing teaching history in the schools is leading me to think that folks aren't ready for that.
I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.